You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Gold Central Victoria, the dog spot with Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Dawn.
Bit cold for you this morning, was it? Couldn't get you into the studio?
Slightly freezing, and the dogs want a toilet this morning.
Well, they're probably not the only ones, I think.
Exactly.
This is a good topic today. We're going to talk a bit of a random topic, I suppose, just talk in general about dogs who chew random items. And I'm sure you probably hear about this all the time.
All the time, and I wish I had a dollar for every possession I've lost to the canine jaw.
Yes.
I remember coming, picking up my dog one day from a weekend sleepover, and her little Labrador friend had completely destroyed a futon couch, and they looked at me as if to say, oh, was that inappropriate?
It's your fault.
So I've had some personal experience myself as well. So let's get into destructive chewing, because it happens at different stages of the dog's life and it happens for different reasons. So often, just like with babies, human babies, puppies like to put things in their mouth. They enjoy that sensory stimulation. It teaches them about, hard objects, soft objects, all that kind of stuff. So particularly at a very young age, one of the best ways to deal with destructive chewing is to get some really good quality Nyla bones or dog toys that will withhold the test of time, that the dog can really get some comfort out of. Also, puppies are often teething, so they've got pain in that area and they're trying to alleviate some of that pain, and chewing on things is often a way that they do that. So puppies aside, we're now moving into adolescence and as we get older. Now, sometimes dogs continue destructive chewing from puppyhood to adulthood simply because they've always done it. It's kind of self-rewarding, so they can continue to do it. Or, for example, if my dog's chewing up a shoe and I walk past and I don't really say anything about it, they naturally assume that it's okay to chew the shoe. So I've got to be really careful with how I communicate to my dog, this is okay, this is not okay. And I use a replacement technique. So if my dog has something I don't want her to chew, then I will offer her something that she can chew that will be fun for her, but it's not one of my possessions. Sometimes older dogs destructively chew for boredom, so they might be left home for long periods of time or in the house unsupervised, and they're lonely and they're bored, and like we said before, it can be really self-stimulating. So again, giving the dog certain really good quality items that they are allowed to chew and that are enjoyable for dogs can be really helpful. But you can also get into health reasons as well when they're older. It's a big, massive issue, canine dental health. And often dogs, when they might have a lot of plaque or they've got a tooth that's decaying, they will often chew as well. And that has a lot to do with the diet we feed our dogs. So if we've got a diet that's got a lot of sugar, it's not a really good quality diet, what we save at the supermarket, we might end up paying 10 times as much at the vets just in getting our dog's teeth cleaned. So you can teach your puppy when they're young to accept a dog toothbrush and actually brushing your dog's teeth. And it sounds a little bit funny, but I promise you it'll save you a fortune. But just please remember that the toothpaste that we use as human beings actually has a chemical in it that is incredibly dangerous for dogs and it can kill them. So that's really important as well. But now aside, all health kind of issues, anything like that, if your dog is destructively chewing and it's just happening out of the blue, then what I would do is I would try and work out why they're doing it so that then you can change the response to that.
Good stuff. If you're having a problem with your dog, let Joe know. Just go to our website, goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Hey, Joe, I hope it's a bit warmer for you next Saturday morning. We'll see you in the studio.
Absolutely, Sean. Anything 0, I'm in.
Sounds good.